Kevin Powell was in Arizona covering the White Sox for a while. In fact, I see he's back now, and he's sitting in his seat. Hey, KP, how are you, man?
I'm great. It's good to be back. And you did mention the weather here. It does feel kind of like it was in the desert for the past 2 weeks, where there was sunshine, but it was cool out in the desert. And they actually may be better off playing in Chicago tomorrow. There's rain in the forecast out in Phoenix tomorrow.
No, we might get rained out.
That would not be cool.
No, I'm looking forward to that.
Same.
I'm actually anxious for this Kopech kid's performance today. Well, he's a rookie, right? Will this be his first appearance against opposing team members?
Well, he's been in the minors his whole career. He's never even pitched in the major leagues yet, but he can throw the ball 100 miles per hour. He's probably going to start in double or probably triple A for the Sox this year, and he'll likely get called up as long as everything goes according to the plan.
Yeah, but tomorrow he wouldn't. But today he won't be pitching against minor leaguers. He'll be pitching against the Dodgers' best, won't he?
Against the A's best, yes. They're taking on Oakland. So, yeah, that's a good call. He'll be facing major leaguers. Although the Athletics barely have a major league roster.
Such as it is.
Yes, but yeah, he'll be facing, and they're actually just getting going out in the desert. So yeah, I think it's funny. White Sox fans were tweeting hashtag Michael Kopech Day, and that's what it feels like for the past. Like last year, there was Yoan Moncada Day. People were, the Sox, Yoan Moncada, he's that second baseman we talked about the other day, John, who was brought over in the Chris Sale trade. Normally, the Sox last year, at the time he got called up, were getting, they weren't doing all that well on the field. They were averaging about 20, 22,000. They had like 5 or 6 or 7,000 walk-ups that night just to see his debut with the White Sox. So I think you're going to see a lot of those nights over this season and the season after that when these prize prospects do get the call. Up there's a certain buzz for the Sox fan base.
Well, I'd love to see him pitch, but I'm telling you what, do not rush pitchers. Do not rush a 100-mile-an-hour pitcher.
Yeah, and I think the big thing with him too is that he's never pitched what you would expect from a major league starting pitcher. 200 innings, that's kind of the benchmark we see a lot for guys. That's normally the goal, 190 to 210 innings. Last year, he threw 135 innings, which was 50 more than he had ever thrown in a single year. So especially a guy like him, a power pitcher, they're really going to be careful with him, but I think they want to see an extra 50 innings on top of what he did last year. So, 170-ish, 180 innings from Kopech this year. But, man, seeing him up close, like real up close, like the media just would surround his bullpen session, and you're 5 feet away from the catcher, and this thing is just hissing through the air.
Does it look faster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can totally tell. And right now I think he's developing – a lot of these guys – have to learn how to be pitchers rather than just throwers. Yeah. And a lot of the hard-throwing guys grew up their whole life. It's like, okay, I can just throw it past everyone. Nobody in high school is going to catch up to my 95-mile-per-hour fastball. So I think it's developing changeups and breaking balls and off-speed stuff, and he's working on that. But he's competitive. Like there was a moment when he was throwing a side session, and we're all watching, and his command was a little off, and the manager, Rick Renteria, was like, Kopi, you all right? That's what he calls him, Kopi, by the way. And he just kind of like shrugged him off and proceeded to three of his fastest balls right down the middle. You can tell he's that sort of guy. He's kind of a bulldog on the mound. So I can't wait to see him with the White Sox.
Michael, is it Kopech or Kopech?
K-O-P-E-C-H, Kopech.
Got it. Yeah.
Violetta, have you seen the reality show Don't Be Tardy? Because this is sort of a reason his fame is that he's dating a reality star's daughter.
No, but I will watch now. What's it called?
Don't Be Tardy.
No, watch the White Sox. Don't watch the reality show. You can listen to the White Sox.
Maybe you can be the Kopech's girlfriend's insider.
Yeah, we'll turn to Violetta for that angle on it.
But it feels like you've been gone forever. He came back with a nice tan. I saw him in the hallway. I'm like,
I haven't seen you yet. Yeah.
Really?
must have been tough out there. Yeah. I'm looking pasty next to Kevin Powell. That's not acceptable.
Yeah, that's kind of sad if you're looking pasty to me. I'm normally the pasty guy in the office. So I don't want to say tan. It's sort of like my tans are normally a blend, a combo of tan and redness.
Yeah.
And yesterday was the best day weather-wise I had out there. It was 70. It was sunny. There was just a little cool breeze. So towards the end of the game, a lot of us were just kind of sitting out in the stands rather than the press box because that's how nice it was.
I mean, timing couldn't have been more perfect for you.
Right, you go from there to here. This is a nice time to be back. You missed the snow, man.
I know, it's beautiful. It's like all the snow's gone. And last time, the weekend before I left, it was when we had all that snow, which was 2-3 weeks ago. And I got lucky because I had scheduled my packing, my luggage through Tuesday. And then we got the exciting news that we've partnered with the White Sox. They're like, why don't you stay for the first couple games? I'm like, okay, you don't have to pull my arm. But I'm also like, okay, what am I going to do with the clothes? You know, I mean, I only packed really, I kind of overpacked. So I probably packed for like seven.
Well, they
eight,
have laundry
days.
Services out there, right?
Yeah, but I've just, I didn't really, I got lucky. Like, I had my last clean pair of boxers was yesterday.
You don't really want to know about that.
Yeah,
but sure,
yeah,
I'm glad to hear that everything worked
out
for
you. Yeah. So. I survived spring training. It was a blast. All kinds of coverage at WGNRadio.com, by the way.
Good to hear that. We'll keep you posted on that as the season goes along. So they're playing now, right?
Correct.
He's pitching now, right?
He is pitching.
I'll tell you
right
what,
now.
For the rest of this hour, just tell us how he does.
Well, three pitches, three strikes to start so far.
And I shouldn't do this. This is. I don't want a 100-mile-an-hour pitcher. I want a 95-mile-an-hour pitcher. 100-mile-an-hour pitchers throw too hard. The arm and the human body are not meant to go that fast. So I worry about that. But if you have any speed gun numbers for me, I'd love to hear those too.
Well, an ideal start: three pitches, three strikes. Sat down the first batter that he faced.
Really,
Boog Powell struck out.
And they say that major league hitters can catch up with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You need more movement. You need another pitch. Blah blah blah. That's pretty amazing because most of us wouldn't stand anywhere near that thing, let alone stand in a box inches off the plate, and then have the wherewithal to get out of the way if it's going to hit you, maybe. But also then hit it with a bat. That's really a spectacular achievement if they can hit that thing.
It's probably the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a major league fastball or breaking ball. I mean, like you just said, standing there, a guy throwing 95 a baseball from 60, 70 feet away, it's unbelievable.
I don't think I'd even see it.
You almost don't. You almost don't. And the idea that you would go, is it high, is it low, is it outside? Can I put my hands in the exact spot? Oh, man, that's something else. So
pretty wild.
Nice to hear you, Kevin. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.